always here, Bill, my man. Yes. My man, Mad Jack Dore, and I'll tell you why he's my man, because it's like looking in the mirror. He's just a little bit taller. That's the only difference. Otherwise, the two rigs, Madge, fair to say, are almost identical.
Yeah, quite the resemblance there.
Exactly right, man. Good to see you, and great to see you back in, especially after only one game for Werribee. You must be pumped with that.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I think last time I played was round two against Geelong, and it's been a while since I played AFL footy, so I'm looking forward to tomorrow night.
Well, just the one game, Madge. You're going that well, are you? They're just the one game at Werribee, and they say straight in.
No. I played a few games at Werribee, just trying to build my game time up, and I think I'm ready.
Hey, I see you've a few quotes here saying it's time. Brad Scott's been very good to me, a time now that I pay back. Is that right? Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I want to do for the footy club. I've been lucky enough to get a three-year contract at the end of last year, and you know, I've been injured for majority of the year. Injuries are good, body's feeling good. I think it's time that I come in and do my job for the team.
And you were lucky enough to come into a footy club that was bloody well led at the time, Madge, wasn't it? So you're able to transition into a place where you had good people at the top office, and you know, things were good for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Someone like JB, you know, paved the way for all the players.
Hey, your last game before the one you're talking about last year, kicked four goals in a losing final. That must have given you a lot of confidence, I reckon. Adelaide Oval, wasn't a great day for the club, but for you, it was probably a game where you must have left that game thinking, right, I'm at the level.
Yeah, I mean, it was a bittersweet feeling that night, you know, playing my first final and performing well, but at the same time, the older boys finished up, so it wasn't the desired outcome. Wasn't the way that we wanted them to go out, but I suppose what it did for me, I just took my opportunity and yeah.
Well, and it's good that you're back, because no one attached to North Melbourne was happy with what we served up last week or the back half of the game against Richmond. Unshinboner like for me, Madge, not enough heat around the contest, and we couldn't withstand the heat that St Kilda brought. So there's two things that can be fixed.
I mean, it's been pretty disappointing the last couple of games that we played. We haven't played our way. We're well known for the pressure that we bring, and that was non-existent the last two games. We've worked pretty hard over the last couple of weeks of what we want to work on, and hopefully we can bring that out tomorrow night.
Hard to put a finger on. There's strange injuries you've had, haven't it, Madge? You've had the eye socket, you've had the knee clean out, you've had the torn quad. Mm-hmm. It's just been, and then a rolled ankle. So it's hard to say, you know, what is it? Is it something in your body? What is it?
I don't think any AFL player prepares to get injured or anything like that. They're just things that just happen throughout the season, and I think it's tested me at times. Pretty frustrating that I couldn't get out and train. But the medical staff down there have done a fantastic job and to get me back up. It's a good thing for me and for the club. So.
Hey, when we talk about the pressure, and you're right, North Melbourne's famous for bringing enormous intensity around the footy, and as we spoke about before, that's what's been disappointing for me the last couple of weeks. But that's a big part of your game, the ability to close blokes down and be a tackling sort of force around the footy. I imagine that's what Scotty's wound you up to do this weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. And those were the focus points for me last week, and that's the reason why I've come back in. No, it's great to kick the goals and stuff, but I think for a big man like me, provide a contest in the air once the ball hits the ground, chase and put that pressure on and, to make sure the ball stays in our forward 50.
So will you bounce up into the ruck? Because I know Benny Brown has been doing a bit of that, but probably with his knee not ideal that he's doing that. So is that going to be your role when Goldie has a spell?
Yeah, so I'll be looking to give Goldie a chop out whenever I can. And it's another great thing that I provide for the team, that I can play up forward and then go in the ruck and do my bit for Goldie. And yeah, so looking forward to that.
Bill, man, have a look at the size of the man. Just look at him.
Well, I'll just keep going back to that mark you took, the mark of the year. What did you actually win for that? We were talking about this a couple of weeks ago, Magic Man.
So I was supposed to win a car, but the AFL scrapped that. Woolworth have come in and are the new sponsor, so I got a bit of money from Woolworth and also the AFL. So it was pretty good in the end.
Right, and as we let you go, I tell you what we're going to do, because he's coming back to talk about something very serious that he's a part of. But I want to know what he's benching, Bill. I want to know what he's maxing out at, because I reckon he and I might be just about in the same ballpark.
He'd be lifting you.
Magic or on the rush hour.
Kangaroo superstar Mad Jack Dorr with us in studio.
Back in too. Massive game against the Western Bulldogs. Now, we're going to get to mind Max and what you're doing there, which is amazing. But fair to say, Bill, when Madge first got to the club, he didn't look that much different, but was nowhere near as strong. And now, after about six preparations, tell us what you're benching.
Maxing. Reps. I think my max is one at 160. So good program at the club. That's enabled me to be
160,
really,
Bill.
I heard that, Jim. Right. That is me and you.
That is exactly me and you. Bloody hell.
160. I reckon Reece Stanley might do about 165 at the Cats.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
Oh, that is good. I used to do 110, Jim. That was me. I'd just pull up.
Anything over 100 was saw me out, I reckon.
Gee.
Now, tell us a bit about Mind Max. What's this all about? The AFLPA, of course, Movember Foundation. You've got you're doing some great work. What's it to do with?
So Mind Max is an app developed by the players. For AFL players. So it's pretty much to maximise well-being and work around mental resilience. I think it's a great thing for the AFL players. The pressure that we face, and at times it can be pretty hard. And I think this app is it's designed to help players deal with stress and
Speaks to Australians aged between 18 and 30, scientific research, AFL player experience on, as you say, just getting a bit more resilient. And resilient, Bill, is something that this man has had to be, because not only with your upbringing, of course, the first 10 years of your life, but then when you've got to North Melbourne, some of the challenges that you've had to face on field, but also stuff that's come over the fence, you've had to build significant resilience yourself.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and that's the reason why I put my hand up, because I've done a fair bit of work in this area with our sports psychologist, and also around performance and how to be aggressive all the time. And that's an area of my game that I constantly need to need to be good at.
And Magic, do you reckon we're getting better at all this, Magic, with the racism and learning about this? You know, we read the front page today and Travis Cloak has to take a break. And we don't see this as supporters and commentators, mate. And I don't think we see the pressure also that are on you guys.
I mean, we're really improving as an industry. The AFL is really is a leader in this area.
Yep.
And I think what has to change is the conversation that we have. You need to be able to grow some courage and be able to speak to your friends and family. If you're struggling, you got to speak up about it, because there's no point holding it in and dealing with it by yourself, because you can offload to people, the better it is.
And Bill, you've got a few family members to speak to.
How many family members, Magic?
One of nine. So.
Nine.
Yeah.
Hey, do you know all? I shouldn't. Yeah, but do you know all the Sudanese boys? Do you know this Mangok Mattering that might get picked up over in the NBA?
Yeah, I know him. When he first come out to Australia, we used to go to Saturday school together. So he's over at Louisville, and there's another Sudanese kid. His name is Deng Adal. So, hopefully they get picked up. If not, end up on a pre-season roster. Gee,
and Alia, playing in and out a bit with the similar issues you've had injury-wise, but she can play footy.
Yeah, he's impressive, isn't he, off the half-back? It's great for the AFL that there are more Sudanese, playing AFL footy. It's good for people like me and people from my community that there's a representation of us, and kids can see that.
Bill,
but good for us too, because we don't understand, mate. We've luckily grown up here in Australia, and we got no idea the troubles that you guys, especially you and your family, have been through. So I reckon it opens our eyes too, Jimmy, doesn't it?
No doubt about it. And I'll tell you this, when you go to any of the family days, any of the clinics, Bill, anything that North Melbourne ever do, the lineup of kids wanting to speak to Madge and get his is 10 to 1. It's nuts. So he's been a great ambassador, not only for your family, but also for our footy club. We absolutely love it. But all of that, I'm just going to park to one side here for a second, Madge.
Yes, Jim.
For Christ's sake, sort it out on the weekend, will you please? I can't be copping this bloody getting beaten and blokes putting SH1T on me in the street. Will you personally sort that out?
Yeah, I mean, we'll definitely turn it around. You know, that's a focus for this weekend. I mean, you know, the Doggies will come out, you know, they're in a similar position as us, but we've worked pretty hard during the week and we know what we need to do, you know, to play good footy. We've shown at stages this year that we can beat some top sides. So,
Come on, Bill.
The soup kitchen, they call you.
Yes, now you come on, let's go.
Now, Mad Jack, is this true? They call you the soup kitchen.
Who told you that?
I bumped into a Leah down here in Sydney. What's the soup kitchen all about?
Oh, you know, I've had a couple of dates, and you know, I'm known to be good in the kitchen. So there's nothing wrong with cooking your dates and food.
what is your dish? What is your signature dish there, Madge?
A bit of everything, to be honest. I can't put a hand on one thing, but someone's definitely stitched me up.
All right. What else you got, Bill?
Well, I hear, speaking of relationships, I hear he's in a long-distance relationship, Jim. He's in a long, really? Long-distance relationship. Is that right, Madge?
No, that's not true.
Oh, Madge.
Look at him. You can see those teeth from Sydney.
I can see the chompers. Look at them.
Nah, chompers.
He's only met her once or twice too, Jim.
Oh,
hello. But,
Jeez, gets good mail, Bill.
Also, you're not related to Ben Brown. You couldn't be further apart, you two.
Oh, someone's definitely provided some good goss. Nah. I mean, you know, my hair goes a bit brown in the summer, so the boys call me... They think I'm a redhead, so me and Brown are twins.
Oh, mate, and apparently Jimmy's the jokester around the club, and he's got jokes all the time. So I was just wondering if you had a good one for us on the rush hour, Madge.
Oh, you put me on the spot here.
Oh, no, sorry.
It's got to be clean too, of course, because we're going out to millions of people.
Oh, God. Oh, geez. Where do I start? Billy, why don't you provide me with one? I haven't heard one.
While you're thinking of one, I'll just go back over mine. Max, by the way, it's an app developed by the AFLPA and Movember Foundation to maximise users' mental well-being and resilience, Bill. A fit mind, just like a fit body, requires regular training and can always be strengthened. Yep. This is a collaboration between the AFL players. It's free and can be downloaded from the App Store. Just search Mind Max. It's a great thing. All right. Have you thought about a joke while I've done all of that, Madge?
I think I should leave the funny stuff to the funny people.
Well, go on, who's
Bill.
That?
I think Billy. Billy thinks it's funny.
It's not Bill.
Tapped the missus on the shoulder the other night, Madge.
Oh, no.
And she spun around and said, it's 20 to 1. I said, I don't want the odds, Dale.
Oh,
oh,
no.
Oh, come on, Madge.
On that disgracefully unfunny note, Madge, great to see you. Good luck on the weekend.
No worries. Thanks for having me, boys.
See you, champ.